Blog Talk Radio.
Well, my. Okay. We'll start this off with a thud. Worser and worser. You know, like playing roulette. Round and round she goes, and where she stops, nobody knows. Well, now that we are in a recession, it is time to spend more money we don't have. We Americans are looking at ghost money. This one guy picked up on it and stipulated it for what it is. And that's in the editor's letter, the week, 8/5/20 this year. And I'm going to read the thing to you for the simple fact that it hits the nail on the head more than once. This boy is actually driving a 16-penny nail home. This is by Mark Gaiman. Gimian, I guess. I don't know. Stop me if you heard this one before. It's a great investment we've learned about that we will let you double. Ooh, double your money every 4 years guaranteed. How does it work? You lend money to people who will borrow it to make even more money. But you don't need to look too closely at that because, as you know, their gains are guaranteed. Ooh, pretty much. Oh, wait. You see, you have heard this? It sounds like Bernie Madoff or Swampland in Florida. Ooh. Well, don't worry about that because this time, say it with me, it's different. It's like that dude from Boston. This time, you see, it's all digital. Ooh. And that changes everything. Except, of course, it doesn't. As Bitcoin banks like Celsius are shutting down, leaving depositors locked accounts, scouring fine print that reveals that they could find their accounts locked. Oh, my God. Okay. One temptation here is to ask, how did you imagine things would end up? Hello. I might once have said that myself. But in editing the business pages at the week, I've had lots of opportunities to consider bubbles and blow-ups of every kind. I've come to understand they have little to do with failures of intelligence. Now, think about that. Some of these people are smart. Last year, often I had people I regard highly ask if it was the right time to invest in Bitcoin. These days, I'm more likely to get questions about whether to move everything into a savings account. The best answer in both cases is similar. All bubbles burst. All panics end. This sounds simple, but it's not. There is great reporting about the economy, but there is also a lot that is impenetrable. Oh, my. Magnifying the confusion and shame that people feel around money. Sometimes people lose their savings because of greed and stupidity, but more often it's because no one has given them clear warnings. Ooh, that's the job of the press. And I'm going to have to say that that's the best thing I've read in a week in quite some time. And you have to remember, we're in a ring around the rosy situation here. Whether everybody likes it or not or cares about things. And the ring around the rosy of it is summed up in a place that I support off and on. It's called the Judicial Watch. The name of the pamphlet they put out, or whatever you want to call it, is a news publication. And it's called the verdict. Oh, my, my. Court declares under the Constitution of California's gender quota for corporate boards. Now, that's old news, but they're putting it out to make sure everybody caught it. Now, here's one that you'll really love. And this one is going to basically affect everybody. Ooh, yeah, we all get to play this time. Judicial Watch sues Illinois to stop counting of ballots received after Election Day. Now, Trump's been talking about the big steal and all that, but they filed a civil rights lawsuit to prevent state election officials from extending Election Day for 14 days beyond the date established by federal law. And that'd be a big no-no. Then there's that coach who got fired for objecting to BLM and CRT curriculum. Thought it was about praying, didn't you? They got to cover it up with something. And, you know, there's a lot of things that go into this. But teaching little kids, you know, that they have to assess people according to skin color, gender, age, physical appearance, and attire. Think about that. Not everybody can be GQ magazine's idea of what's cool. Oh, boy. Lightfoot. She reminds me of Mad Max or what Mad Max ought to look like or whatever. Judicial Watch sues. Start over. Judicial Watch lawsuit in Chicago. Mayor Lightfoot's racist interview policy. Dead in the water. Unconstitutional and illegal, among other things. As you know, we got an open border problem. Oh, boy. records reveal safety lapses and violations of U.S. biosafety laboratories. Mercy. Now, think about that. Wuhan was bad enough. Oh, and Fauci, thanks for CO19. You did an excellent job of screwing everybody up on that one. Now try this. Study found lipid nanoparticles materials outside injection site in test animals. Think about that very carefully. It seems that some people have got their can't control their nanobots. Ooh, particles got loose. Oh, it escaped. Oh, my God. Now what do we do? Take a hot bath. Two shots of whiskey and call me in the morning. Now, here's an overview as to what they're doing. Well, and it's Judicial Watch. Lawsuit Illinois illegally counts mail-in votes for federal offices up to 2 weeks after Election Day. No, no. Federal scientists conduct illegal molecular research. Ouch. That's National Institute of Health, among others. Assessment trial was rigged worse than you thought. Now, think about that very carefully. They're not going to let this go. They're keeping after it. Here's the Secretary Janet Yellen blasted on Twitter after admitting I was wrong on inflation. And what they're doing is calling for her to resign. California law requiring women on company boards struck down. Yeah, I just told you about that one. California board diversity law is struck down, but the gains women made are here to stay. Now, that's good news for the ladies. Victory. Laura Lightfoot abandons racist interview policy. Covered that one, too. Okay, trial opens on in Trump-Russia case of Hillary Clinton's Alpha Bank lawyer. Michael Sussman was supposedly not guilty, and yet there's a bunch of things he hasn't answered that he now gets to answer. Senator Blumenthal's family splurged on Intel stock before he voted for a massive subsidy bill. Does all this sound familiar? It should. Now we get into the some of the finer news of the day. Uber's hired liars. The company took some of the world's leading economists for a ride. It's just like a certain person on the January 6th committee who likes to change the content of emails. And, you know, same difference. It's changing numbers. Far from reflecting justice, asking, what about, is essential to achieving it. It's almost impossible to imagine an American president or general being prosecuted for war crimes. There are no innocent civilians, LeMay said. It is their government, and you are fighting a people. You are not trying to fight armed forces anymore. So it doesn't bother me so much to be killing the so-called innocent bystanders. Selective empathy. There's a lot of things they got to change. Oh, here you go. This is from The Nation, 8-8-15. Fugitive womb laws. Oh, whoa. This is Ellen Mistel. I'm not going to say it. On June 24th, the Supreme Court, by a vote of 6-3, revoked the constitutional right, and there isn't any constitutional right to an abortion, and left it up to the states to decide whether a pregnant person can be forced to give birth against their will. Now, that part, no. they can outlaw abortion within their state. They may not prosecute people that are performing such medical routines in other states that have approved it. Decision as returning power to the states. And gloss over the fact that the power the states are getting is control over the bodies of women, girls, and pregnant people. Oh, tough. Well, Ellie, I guess you're going to have to move. Oh, boy. States have removed. Now, you know, eager to strip away reproductive rights. You don't got reproductive. Have no intention of stopping at their borders. Already, Republican states have moved to propose laws that would restrict the right of women and pregnant people to seek abortions in other states. I doubt that that'll stand. that's sort of like saying that a person does not have the free right to travel and all that sort of thing. Then you get to a little bit of history. The Magna Carta was written in 1215, contained protections for the right to travel. And the right to travel has been recognized by the Supreme Court numerous times over the course of American history. Courts have also ruled that the right to travel is granted under the Privileges and Immunities Clause of Article 4, and have found a right to travel under the Citizenship and Due Process section of the 14th Amendment. Even though some of this stuff is not in the Constitution verbatim, not written, some have legal impact and some don't. The abortion laws on a federal basis have been returned to the states, not eliminated, not illegal, and all that sort of thing. Operations in Montana have begun requiring proof of residence before providing care. Well, you got utility bills and a few other things that can prove that. If you get a welfare check of some sort or Social Security, that works too, because they're worried about being sued by neighboring state governments. Ooh, everybody's scared of everybody else. Huh. I wonder if that's part of the divide and conquer scheme that's going on. Fugitive uterus laws. Pregnant people who are vulnerable and lack the resources to defend themselves from frivolous lawsuits will be made to feel isolated and trapped. Oh, terrible. Activists seeking to give people information and options will be criminalized and dissuaded from helping. Doctors, even the ones in free states, will have to keep an eye out for the uterus catchers eager to claim a bounty on their patients. My, now think about that. You know what that does? It goes to the Supreme Court, who already ruled against that crap. Then we got the racist part of this. And from L.A. Mistel, I'm not surprised. The white people who scream the loudest about states' rights have never accepted the fundamental right of non-white people to leave their barbaric states. Oh, my. We're going to have the Gestapo troops stopping everybody. Uh-huh. Oh, boy. Abortion accidents of birth. Okay. Abortion opponents claim to be advocates for the unborn, but they don't lift a finger to help families facing hardship. First of all, they're not accidents. You intentionally spread your legs to feel good for a few minutes, and yet there is long-term consequences to that stuff. What progressive feminists have been demanding for decades? Paid parental leave. Oh, really? Who's going to buy that? Affordable housing. Anybody ask California and New York how they're doing with that. Child care. Nobody gives a just keep the little mothers somewhere where I don't have to listen to them always. And other anti-poverty, pro-family measures. Yeah. This is subject to debate by Kathy Pollitt. And there's one that I've marked, and you need to be tuned into this. I suppose it's nice that poverty is replacing being a slut and wants to fit into a prom dress. Think about that very carefully. The fast food restaurant style abortion is done. And your illustrious Supreme Court ended it. Birth control, poor people, they have less access to decent, respectful health care, less ability to choose the most effective birth control methods, and less trust in medicine in general, often with good reason. Well, first of all, they've got the same ability as anybody else to get what they have to have. And then I got the question, why the pro-life movement is controlled by the Catholic hierarchy? Ooh, it's churchy and opposes artificial birth control, and by fundamentalist evangelical Protestants who are engaged in a death struggle with contemporary sexual mores. Well, you're going to have to control your urges, whether you like it or not. And, if it's illegal in your state, you can't afford to travel, you're stuck. Republican Party is devoted to savage cuts in social programs and government supports for the poor. That's not exactly true, but they are after all of the abusers. American farmers need some help. That's true, they do. Tick apocalypse. Ooh. Now, I would not advise anybody to go walking around in the woods, now listen to me carefully, without long sleeves and long pants on. And make sure you're wearing enough socks that they really got to go up your leg to get there, okay? And you most likely won't have too much trouble with ticks, whether they got funny diseases with them or not. Now, here's where it fell over. Ecological change in North America, beginning in the colonial period of about 700 years ago, is when it started to change. This is a quote from a doctor, well-educated man. We fucked up the ecosystem. I don't usually put the F word out, but that's true. Beginning in the colonial period, the eastern forest fell rapidly as European settlers cut, burned, and girdled their way through the vast stands of oak, hemlock, chestnut, and other species that grew along the Atlantic littoral. Well, that's the coast, in case you don't know, the general area. By the middle of the 19th century, roughly 3/4 of southern New England had been deforested, transformed into fenced pastures, farm fields, and settlements. So, you know, and what's more, colonists rendered large areas of New England devoid of animals, which once had been common. Beaver, deer, bear, turkey, wolf, and others had vanished. And when you don't have the animals, you got problems. If you don't have frogs, you got bugs. Real simple. On completion of the Erie Canal, farmer and pastoralist left the northeast depleted lands for rich post-glacial soil of the Midwest. Oh, they all came over our direction and dug it up. The forest came back in a big way. By the mid of the 20th century, over 60% of the Canadians had returned to forest. Likewise, New York. Many once denuded landscapes are now gorgeous with deciduous groves. That's the broadleaf trees that grow, you know, like oaks and maples and stuff. Now, these are not the same as what used to be. It's not like the original. Well, that's low severity forest fires that the indigenous people used to burn away underbrush, possibly reducing tick populations. Trees are back, everybody's back, and it's getting better. But remember, you got to have low severity forest fires that indigenous people, the Indians, used to burn away the underbrush. Well, getting goats out there helps. It don't hurt nothing. The forests, in other words, are missing many ecological influences that may have played a role in regulating the various components of the Lyme disease problem. Ooh-hoo. The forest creates the stage on which the actors occur. And it goes on and on. There for a while, I didn't hear any frogs. And I found out what was going on. They were just moving around out there, trying to stay out of the deep water. mid-level predators. A number of Lyme-infected nymphs in the forest will peak right around May, June, and early July when humans are having fun in the forest. Mid-sized predators, including foxes as an example, can reduce the infection level. More mid-level predators equal fewer rodents, fewer infected nymphs. Anyway, ecosystem is important. If you understand it well enough, you can implement natural environmental answers to many of the problems. Smaller forest patches, forests that have been cut up and fragmented have a higher density of infection than larger, more intact forest patches. Think about that very carefully. Worst place is Northeast. Now, you pull and the lymph out of your armpit, but maybe it's too late. Nature isn't always nice. The tick in its single-minded quest for a second blood meal has regurgitated the bacteria in your bloodstream, and you're screwed. Oh. Randall Anderson spent years battling Lyme disease. Since the doctor didn't know what they were dealing with, it was a long time before he went on antibiotics. Eventually, the sporadic brain inflammation stopped, but the swelling in his knee kept him out of a gym class all the way through middle school. By the time he was in high school, he says, it was mostly over. It just ran its course. Now, you think some of the pathogens that they come up with, like C19, are bad. C19 is the basis for the common cold, and nobody's cured that yet, so I doubt the veracity and the effectiveness of any of the garbage they're putting out saying, oh, this will keep you from getting it. And they're running Liz Cheney like crazy. I'm a lifelong Democrat. I proudly support Liz Cheney. Well, I hope that that she don't make it. You're going to have ticks where you have people. Now, that's just part of the thing. Oh, big house boondoggle. Okay. There are many, many people serving time who shouldn't be. Then you got the fun and games with C19 infections. And we got to remember, man, what about the friggin' people that are illegally coming across the border? Hello. I didn't think there was an answer to that. The problem is that they're not forcing any of the undocumented workers to do what they're supposed to do. You can't arrest your way out of this situation. They're saying that you don't need more juvenile jails. I think that you do need more juvenile jails in the sense that most people, and this is something that you can look up for yourself. I got another magazine to go through after this one, so, you know, grit your teeth, bear with me, you know, and all that. And think about what it is that you should be looking towards in terms of getting yourself in the right position so that you don't have problems. Now, one of the things that you got to realize is that we allowed it. Yeah, that's right. You, me, and anybody else went along with the program. Well, the fun and games time is over. And the ring around a rosy is about to start. A burning planet. Whoa, this is a book in arts. Should the climate movement embrace sabotage? Ooh. Well, I hate to tell you, but here's how it works. I don't care if you turn off everything. Yeah, I mean all of it, each and every last little bit of it. you should be aware that we, the people of the United States and the planet, if we quit polluting completely all at once, we'd have a 2% effect. Think about that very carefully. Oh, boy. Let's try a song. You ready? Here it comes.
So you think you've found a way of living. Revenge, you losing any sleep? Well, my friend, take this that I'm giving. It's your peace of mind, you ought to keep. run into trouble for sure. By living behind a locked door, will you run the risk of being taunted by doing what you wanna do? Or do you prefer to have your whole life haunted by the one who chooses to care for you? Beware of that, my friend. Take care, you're still there at the end. Watch out for winter, it'll bite you with cold. Black spirits try hard to bribe you with gold. Would you steal a nickel from a blind man? Well, right now, I do believe would. It's not the thought of you doing it that hurts me. It's the mind behind it that knows. This is your way. There's only so far I can go. I won't go no further, not for you or anyone. I have my own idea of what should be
as much as I do. And what should be done? My own ideas? Well, this isn't my idea. A burning planet. Should the climate movement embrace sabotage? Oh, I know. We can have some fun. We can set fire to the coal burning. just generating stations. Oh, really? You know, I will find that some people take issue with that idea totally. Now, the promise of socially responsible finance has proved to be a scam, mostly, despite pledges to do otherwise. BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager, has continued to invest in fossil fuel companies and the production of coal. Ooh, the dirtiest fossil fuel. No, it's not. It's now on the rise, though. It's coming. Oh, in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, governments in the U.S. and Europe are rolling back renewable energy commitments. Well, that's interesting. And one of the things they left out of this is that China is reducing their manufacture and shipment of the things you need for renewables, such as wind turbines, your them neat little photoelectric cells that they want to put on your roof and all that. They're thinking about not sending that to us at all. Ooh. Now, the United States has seen a spate of successful campaigns opposing new extraction pipelines and power plants. My, my, my. Me in Memphis. Justice, the Environmental Justice Court has stopped the Bailia pipeline. It'll run through black neighborhoods in the city south side. Oh, it's terrible. Louisiana. Local pushback derailed the, Plaquemines oil export terminal. Climate actions from West Virginia to North Carolina have forced Duke Energy, it's a big one, and Dominion Energy to cancel the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. Remember that deal that Manchin got? Oh, we'll give you your pipeline, all right. You just vote with us. The Great Plains, XL, Keystone XL Pipeline. Biden revoked its cross-border permit. Thanks, President. Contrast with the black and Latino communities fighting environmental racism. Well, you want environmental racism, that's it. What are you going to do when you don't have power, lights, or heat this winter? Think about that. Think about that very realistically, because that's what they're trying to do to you. Pony punches. What happened to newspaper book reviewing? They get tired of trying to read all that horse hockey everybody was putting out and said, nah, I don't think so. And this is the thing that oh boy. Any trans bills. Oh my goodness. Well, I can agree with that. Trannies, whatever form they come in, don't have any more rights than anybody else. They should be treated slightly differently, like they have their own bathroom and or laws that stipulate you go into the bathroom according to your gender you were born with. It's pretty simple. You got a slice, you're a woman. You got a weenie, you're a boy. Not difficult, is it? Oh, I just love this. Now, I'm not going to lay all of the stuff on everybody all at once. There's nothing wrong with having the problem of transsexualism. That's a problem everybody needs to deal with. However, you don't try to talk little kids who aren't into changing their gender to suit your political agenda, period. So, dear Biden, and this is an editorial on the Nation. Dear Biden, do better. Well, I wish he could, but he can't. Not only is he not up to it, he don't have the mental capacity to handle that. So you have to look at the reality. Oh boy. There's a female witness, the backside of which I see in a picture in this main story. And here's what, there was a certain lady, see if I can find it here. No, I don't have it marked. Imagine that. Anyway, the interesting thing about this is that the lady made up that garbage about Trump grabbing a guy by the neck and all that in the car. Well, first of all, she wasn't there. Secondly, she heard it secondhand. And thirdly, Secret Service says, no, 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 didn't happen. And I wrote in here, all BS, illegal and unconstitutional. That's what the Sixth Committee, Commission, whatever you want to call it, is. Oh, boy. Biden's positive for COVID again. My. Librarians in Oklahoma risk termination, jail time, $10,000 fine if they help customers find information about abortion. Now, that's going a bit too far. And I'm going to say that right up front. Thing about this is that there's no sportsmanship in that. Sportsmanship with news from Russia that a chess-playing robot there reached out and accidentally broke the finger of its 7-year-old opponent. Well, I'd do away with the robots that can't control themselves, including the ones that play chess. Chief Justice lobbied to salvage Roe. Chief Justice John Roberts stopped short of overturning Roe versus Wade, but the leak of Samuel Alito's draft opinion squelched Roberts' efforts. Oh, boy. So it got overturned. Big deal. Abortion on the ballot. This is Kansas. Whether to remove abortion rights protections from the state constitution. Voters, their first chance, it gives voters first chance to be heard on the issue since the Supreme Court struck down Roe versus Wade. Now, in the same little blurb article, nearly half of women receiving abortions in Kansas came from out of state. Ooh, how about that? Why should people in that state pay for somebody else's abortion when they don't even live there? That's a good question. Why should federal tax dollars be used for something that certain states disagree with? Well, you get the picture. It's a little bit controversial, but it's open for consideration. You're going to have to have a combination of things. You just, first chance to be heard on the issue since the Supreme Court struck down Roe versus Wade. Well, that's all well and good. What about who pays? That's something that you need to think about when nearly half of women receiving abortions in Kansas came from out of state. Oh, my. Well, they're going to have to decide this stuff, and I don't think that any tax dollars, if it's ruled or voted illegal, should be used for that, period. Now, that does not include rape, incest, and things of that nature. Cedar Falls, Iowa. A random slur. A husband, wife, and their 6-year-old daughter were shot dead in their camping tent last week at an eastern Iowa state park. Days later, investigators had failed to identify a motive for the suspected shooter, Anthony Sherman, who was discovered nearby, killed by an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Too bad they couldn't have got there and kept him alive long enough to find out what his problem was. Palm Beach, Florida. Make up your hour. Former President Trump's top allies have spent months refining a plan to purge thousands of civil servants from the federal government if Trump is reelected and replace them with loyalists. Okay. Same thing everybody else does. Yeah, that's right. You take a look at what you got wherever you are, and you'll find that. Oh, boy. New York City's got another controversy. They got an alarm over monkeypox. Well, the problem is that it ain't something that is going to be easily dealt with. Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida drawing headlines for calling abortion rights processors too fat and ugly to need abortions. Some people don't know when to shut up. Paris. Horror of no Dijon. Ooh, dirty mustard, brown mustard. What I say? Aw. Papal apology falls short. The Pope's apology failed to acknowledge the full role of the church in the residential school system because it assigned blame to individuals rather than the institution. That's in Canada. Now, yeah, I'm sorry, but you guys murdered a bunch of people up there, and you need to answer for it. Rise of the post-fascists. Far right, Brothers of Italy is leading in Italy's opinion polls, raising the specter that post-fascists could join the next Italian government. Ooh, that'd be a dark day. Orban promotes white separatism. My. Passes a series of anti-LGBTQ laws and restrictive migration policies. Will be featured speaker at the upcoming Conservative Political Action Conference in Dallas. Some of his policies make good sense. Rio de Janeiro, deadly police raid. At least 19 people were killed last week. Heavily armed military police raided one of Rio de Janeiro's most violent favelas, looking for members of a criminal gang suspected of bank robbers, and some 400 officers did this. Brazilian police kill 6 times more civilians than American police. Think about that. Moscow, no more space cooperation. Russia said this week it will withdraw from the International Space Station after 2024, ending its decades-long partnership with NASA. And that's not necessarily a super terrible thing one way or the other. Beijing is warning Pelosi. The only problem is she landed a few days ago, and she's looking to leave. Oh, boy. Monkey attacks in Japan. Wild monkey attacks over the past 3 weeks have left at least 58 people injured in the city of Yamaguchi. Dad heard screaming and rushed downstairs, and he saw a monkey hunching over his child. That's when you pull the gun out and blow the monkey away. is dictatorship returning? Tunisian President Kais Saied claimed legitimation for his power grab last week after winning a referendum gave him near unlimited powers. Ouch. It goes on and on, Fernando Rosie. What's really interesting is some of the things that have transpired, and you're going to find after 10-3, we no longer need a lot of the horse hockey that's been going on. Puncturing Bannon's impunity long after he resigned from his official White House position in 2017, Steve Bannon, the experienced evil genius, flaunted his cloak of impunity. Been giving the Congress a middle finger. Months giving Congress a middle finger by refusing to testify before the House January 6th committee. And I agree with him. It's an illegitimate fabrication of a political party. Symbolic victory for the rule of law. Oh, bull. Senator Josh Hawley, the Yale grad, likes play acting. A manly tough guy was humiliated last week by a video of him running in panic from the Capitol rioters. Oh, a wuss in disguise, huh? The need for nuclear power. There isn't any. I'll get to that hopefully next week. Did Biden cause a drop in gas prices? No. Missouri man has filed $5 million class action law lawsuit against Bass Pro for failing to honor his lifetime warranty on socks. Ooh. Can you think of a horror that's worse than having your software out and the guarantee not being good? Heatwave, your future is sizzling hot. It's time to apologize to Greta Thunberg. No way would I apologize to that little dingbat. She just wants to play politician, and she ain't on Myanmar. Shock over executions of activists? Ooh, Myanmar's brutal military regime has once again delivered an affront to the entire population. Ruling junta executed 4 people this week. So, you know, fascism and whatnot ain't dead. It's still alive and kicking in some places. Iran, women's clothing is not an emergency. Iran's nuclear talks to the West have stalled. Ahead of Hijab and Christi Day in July, the president, Ibrahim Raisi, ordered a crackdown on bad hijab, the crime of displaying hair or wearing makeup under a headscarf. He ain't got nothing else to worry about. Mm-hmm. You got a year. You put up with a year of stuff where the people are still hungry and in need. And nobody's talking about that, though. They'd rather talk about the what they think is some kind of religious heresy. Russia, a decaying monument to Soviet dreams. Russian sanctions are having a devastating effect on Baikonur, the city of Kazakhstan that hosts Russia's spaceport. Uh-oh. Since February, many of its international space projects have been suspended, notably joint venture with the European Space Agency that was to search for traces of past life on Mars. The spaceport is becoming deserted. Russian space workers are leaving in droves. Those who remain are forced to take unpaid leave. And it's not nice. What's been done has been done. Secret Service lost January 6th text. They deleted it. Oh, my God. How about the GOP dominated by mega extremists? It ain't either. How about though Florida's law cutting off abortions at 15 weeks has gone into effect? The state still has more liberal abortion laws than its neighbors and remains a major out-of-state abortion destination in the South. Think about that very carefully. And we got a water problem out west. Lake Mead, a water source for 25 million people across 7 southern states, is at just 27% full, its lowest level since the reservoir was filled in 1937. And water levels in the nation's largest reservoir have dropped nearly 160 feet since July 2000 and 26 feet since July 2021. Ooh. Oh, boy. Here we go. Living in a basement. One out of four of U.S. adults between the ages 25 and 35 were living with their parents, grandparents, or other older relatives in 2021. I don't think that's a good sign. Oh, boy. Newsom, the sound of presidential ambition. Newsom, you cannot manage your an outhouse, let alone a government. Newsom claims he was has sub-zero interest in running in 2024. Okay. Will Republicans say no? Same-sex marriage. Respect for Marriage Act, which would codify. Now, think about this very closely. Codify the Supreme Court's 2015 Obergefell versus Hodges. This is making marriage equality the law of the land. Democrats say the bill is necessary after the court struck down Roe versus Wade, with Justice Clarence Thomas urging the court to revisit same-sex marriage and other cases since the conservative majority has ruled that a right to privacy does not exist in the Constitution. My. A right to privacy doesn't exist. So therefore, anything you do that is in there, just, you know. Oh, boy. Here's one I really like. It's a Secret Service phone up. delete. Your Secret Service report gone. Jokes of the week. Oh, boy. The CHIPS Act. Oh, boy. Here we go. Urgent need for or massive giveaway. It's a massive giveaway. It's not needed. Not the way they're doing it. And everybody's going, whoopee, I'm getting money. It went from $52 billion. And if you include tax credits and everything else been added onto it, it's morphed into a $250 billion bipartisan spender-rama. That's just what we need, more spending. Increasingly urgent, Facebook's push to counter TikTok. Well, you got a problem, Facebook. you suck canal water. Increasingly urgent mission for Facebook, which in the last months of 2021 lost users for the first time in its 18-year history. Data collection by the DHS. Ventel. V-E-N-N-T-E-L. Pays app developers include code snippets in the mobile apps that transmit location data. That's your all your phones. Better watch out. Big Brother's listening. And if you can, if you listen real close, you can hear the heavy breathing in the background. Oh, my. It keeps going. It ain't getting better. It's getting worser and worser, just like the title says. What you have to realize is that there is no remedy for this other than quantum computing. Think about it. Oh boy, everybody wants me to live in Santa Fe, New Mexico. I don't think so. Walmart profit warning bodes ill for retail. Shoppers are changing their spending habits at Walmart. Shoppers are becoming more thrifty because of high inflation, spending more on things they need, such as food and consumer staples, rather than things they want. Oops. Oh, boy. Fed raises. The Fed rates rise again. They're going to combat inflation if it kills us. 0.75 percentage points. Oh, boy. This is interesting news about crypto, and specifically Bitcoin. Crypto. Tesla sells off Bitcoin at a loss. Rapid retreat for Tesla and CEO Elon Musk, who routed the long-term, touted the long-term potential of the digital currency when the company bought $1.5 billion in it in 2021. Now they're getting out of dropping it like a dead skunk. Meltdowns. Crypto firms face a run on the bank. And this is a problem. They're locking up accounts, keeping people out. Meltdowns. Crypto firms face a run on the bank. Crypto world may be getting its Lehman Brothers moment. The crypto lender Celsius said more than $25 billion in assets, 1.7 million customers, some of whom were receiving a Madoff-esque 18% annual rate on our deposits and with any Ponzi scheme. Filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in mid-July, Celsius reported a $1.2 billion hole in its balance sheet and just $167 million in cash on hand. Can't pay the bills and can't pay the creditors. Oh, boy. Faced with a brutal sell-off just last since this spring, anxious investors have rushed to ask for their money back. Celsius responded by freezing customers' funds. I never got involved in that shit. Yeah, that's right. It's crapola. And it's not, you know, Justin Trudeau ordered banks to freeze the financial accounts of protesting truck drivers blocking a key border crossing. A few months later, and it's the crypto companies that are locking up people's assets. Ain't that interesting how the dictatorship comes around? Inflation fear trumps good news on jobs. No. Those who have resigned and are staying out of the workforce trumps the good news on jobs. You can make a billion jobs, and it doesn't mean nothing if people won't take the jobs. There is a way, by the way, to put things in order in terms of what we got going on. And believe me, like it or not, the fun and games is coming. Here's what it is. All of a sudden, you're going to see ET turn off their cloaking devices, and you're going to see a large load of floating thingamabobs in the sky. Woo-wee, all go nuts, if you want. Now, the cloaking device also negates radar. So you can get an idea that it's very possible that all of the radar systems will be picking them up. Now, I hope this doesn't interfere too badly with normal air traffic, but it's liable to. Now, let's go with the step. Let's go into it. One more step. You're going to have systems replacing, the internet, banking, all of your normal communications, including this phone I'm talking to you on, as well as the internet, of course, and anything else that needs to be replaced. Now, what they're going to replace it with is a big improvement. Why do I say that? Because I've seen it. Now, you want to take it to the next step. There are certain areas you can go into that will give you that information. Sam Muggsy's EBH Club covers a lot of it. She don't cover everything. She don't have all the information. And even if she did, some of it wouldn't be allowed to be put on the internet. Just that simple. So what we've got is, kind of a Mexican standoff deal. A lot of people think things are just about as bad as they can get. Wrong. Well, things can get, not that they are going to, but can get a total shitload worse. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, they're talking about food shortages, blackouts, telling you, not asking you, telling you, turn your air conditioner off, etc. Having been a free people for so long, I kind of doubt that the Americans, ones I know that are patriots at all in any way, shape, or form, are going to put up with that crap. Now, here's how we can adjust and fix it. Very simply, you get the number to the White House. Give them a phone call. Tell them no, no. Send them an email that you object to the idea of them turning off fossil fuel-generated electricity because Biden says so. Think about that very carefully, what I just said. That's Biden that's got his foot on a hose. He's holding the kink. The banks need to be reminded that they don't make money if the depositors take their money out of your bank. Think about that one. But the banking system, now they're going to go into a real frenzy because they're going to be the first notified that their banking system days are over. Therefore, you're looking at a difference, a large difference, between what we have now and what we're looking at having. Now, I covered a lot of this in the David Wilcock interview. I've been covering it on the Gale of Gia show, and I'm covering it here because there's a lot of people that don't pay attention. You want to get into right wing and left wing. Well, a bird's got a right and left wing so that it can fly. Our great scientists in the Air Force said that a bumblebee can't fly. Well, whoops. Forgot to tell a bumblebee that. Mm-hmm. Now, cold light, that's something everybody's been hunting for. Finding bugs do it all the time, year after year. I got bunches of them on my property. I got frogs. They eat the skeeters and stuff that bite you on the whatevers. There are a bunch of different things that are coming in terms of changes. One of the changes in bugs, for instance, insects, however you want to look at it, is that the ones that just bite you or just sting you are going. Many of the ones that will be left won't have a stinger. They may have one, but they'd be real reluctant to use it. The attitude of our pets is going to change 100%. You're going to be telepathic individuals. That's one of the things that's coming up. And they're going to teach you how to talk to your dog, your cat, or your bird, or whatever you got. Think about being able to tell your cat, use a litter box, or I'm going to bury you in the backyard. Maybe to get the message, you know. Knowing, because of the telepathy, what other people are thinking, what they're up to, and things like that, could be a humongous lift to society in general. Think about all of the positivity, not the negative part, the positivity that can come out of something, knowing that the bank's going to looking at trying to rip you off on a mortgage or something. Ooh, think about that. Now, let's break this down to where the rubber meets the road. How about this one? People of all kinds and all colors will be equal. Like that one? Oh, it gets better. There's going to be large assistance to people who are poor, the ones that can't get an expensive lawyer to come after somebody, that sort of thing. Okay. This is the kind of thing that you can look forward to. Your bank or banking system, in terms of what you have in a bank, will be secure. And they've done this for, I don't know, quite a long time, and in quite a number of solar systems, they have converted the governments. Ooh, yeah, about that. Along with the banking system, the computing system, and all this other, into something that everybody can look at and go, really? And everybody goes, yeah. Think about putting all the hackers out of work. Poof, and they're gone. Oh, what a lovely day. And it's sort of like that song, Sunshine on My Shoulders. And if you want to get into the real fun of it, I mean, you can look at some of what has been stated. I got some antique, and I mean that, antique songs. And I'm going to play you one right now. I want you to think about the words and what is being said.
something happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Being wrong, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and they carry inside. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. You better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
How many people are familiar with that? That's an antique. Oh, boy. Now, I have said this before, and I played this song before, and I'm not going to play the song again, but I'm going to encourage everybody, everybody and their mother-in-law, anybody that you think can benefit by what I've talked about, especially that letter, that editor's letter in the week. I thought that was just dynamite. Anyway. That stipulates each and everything that we got in the way of problems that we can address. So think about that and make this thing go viral. Put it out there. Say, hey, you know, I want to get a result. Where's my result? And don't let up until you get an answer. In the meantime, go out there and do that one thing for me. Get her done.